the hunt. That's a big theme. The hunt for relationship and the hunt for money. But all that hunting, what people are really hunting for is clarity. They're hunting for that good feeling of well-being and hoping to find that in the perfect relationship or in finding the perfect cash machine that's always spewing cash. And Yeah, like I said to someone yesterday after I had heard their whole way to go about getting lots of money, I said, well, yeah, I guess what it is, you want to be a cash machine. And they said, yeah, that's right. And I said, well, you know, everyone wants that. They want to be a cash machine. And so that's just an analogy, you could say, to the hunt for money. Always hunting for money. And the thing about it is that by the power of clarity, just in that single commitment, we find that a lot of this hunting we've been doing, it's already resolved. The whole hunt is already resolved. In clarity, we become so clear about relationships and about the significance of entering into relationship with other human beings. It isn't driven by points of view any longer. So all of that is so tremendously clarified, and it becomes so easeful and restful. And we're just using the relationships now of the hunt for relationship or the hunt for money. And the same is true with money. By the full commitment to clarity, all of the issues, all of the points of view about money are completely resolved. And all the tension of finding money, getting it, and keeping it, all of that is completely resolved, so that it isn't even a topic of thought, let alone an undermatter that's going on all the time. So the hunt is over in all areas, not just money and relationships, but everything, food, sex, work, hunting for recreational opportunities, hunting for the perfect holiday. All of this, the undermutter and tension of that is completely subsumed in the power of clarity, and all these things naturally get taken care of. So you could say that clarity is the ultimate cash machine. However, wanting clarity, due to clarity being an always-on cash machine, that won't work. The soul commitment to clarity, it resolves all these issues. And so, you know, there's just so much logic to the whole matter, you know, like a super logic and super ethics that's always on, and all these things that once one was hunting for, then there's no hunting for them. But in not hunting for them, then they're totally accessible. And so it's way different than what we've learned. We've learned everything in terms of cause and effect. Now, in terms of our strengths, gifts, and talents, clarity is the only way to see what our strengths, gifts, and talents are. It's just like most people that I meet have no idea of what their strengths, gifts, and talents are, even though they may be super achievers. And so, you know, whatever already recognized gifts that someone brings to the instinctive recognition of clarity, those already existing and identified gifts will be magnified exponentially. And everyone brings gifts, you know, whether they can recognize them or not. Some people are very good at recognizing their gifts in one way or another and have had the privilege of being in situations where those have been pointed out, either in education or their career or a combination of both, their family. Maybe rarely a combination of all three, where the gifts were pointed out in the family, education, and in career. However, no matter how accomplished someone is by the power of clarity, there comes to be a whole new way of optimizing those gifts in a way that one completely never imagined. It's the same is true with the hunt for anything else. All of these things form into optimized ways of being: the money, food, sex, work, relationships, recreation. All of these are optimized in a way that is really unimaginable without clarity. Clarity gives access to a level of intelligence that pervades all other intelligence. So it opens up an intelligence that is completely inaccessible from operating within the realm of points of view. And then that intelligence informs all the projects, whatever they are. You know, whether you're an executive or a musician or filmmaker or homemaker, whatever's going on, it takes it to a whole new level, a pervasive level. And so the enrichment of one's own gifts due to clarity is very profound. Very, very, very profound. It allows for new forms of everything to be invented. It's a whole reinvention of the way we perceive the world. And that reinvention of the way we perceive the world then comes through in everything that's part of our everyday life. We see things in a whole new way. It enables us to really play for the first time. To really play with everyday play all day long. And the same is true in relating. In relationships, there's no barrier in any relationship. There's no need to know or connect with anyone, because everyone is already known and connected with completely. And so there's no sense of anyone being a stranger, no matter who they are.